Hi, Brad.
Hi, Sal.
We went hiking recently. It was really fun at Beacon Rock State Park.
Correct.
Okay. That's on Highway 14 in Washington State on the north edge of the Columbia River.
It is on, yeah, it is. Well, yeah, it's right on the Columbia
It's right
River.
on the
Yeah,
Columbia. It's,
yeah.
well, I would think of like the
North
north
side, I would call it.
side of the
Yeah.
Columbia Rivers, so Washington side, south side is Oregon
Yeah.
side because it kind of divides the states.
Yes.
That was really a nice hike. It was easy-ish.
Well,
I mean, it wasn't
it's
hard.
short. I mean, it's 1.5 miles to 1.8 miles, depending on who you ask. You could add another mile and a half if you started down at the boat ramp area. There's a campground down there. So
Oh, all
I think
right.
that's what I would do next time. That way, at least it would be, 3 miles, 3.3, whatever. So,
Yeah, it's a surprising hike because when you pull up to park, you really can't see the trail at all because the trail is kind of on the riverside and you park on the.
it's on the southern, kind of southern western side,
Yeah.
but and who knew? I mean, I didn't even know you could climb this till probably 2 months ago.
Even looking at it, when you see it from wherever you're looking from, it's like, how could anybody ever? But it's actually not hard at all. The trail was built around 1915, I
They
think.
started in 1915. Henry Biddle, I believe, you'll have to correct me with the name, but started and finished it in 1918. And they are 52 switchbacks
Oh, yeah.
going up, although some of them are very short.
Yeah.
But in there's handrails, there's a wooden planked part of the trails because I don't know how else you would do it. I
It's
mean,
like a bridge.
you could rock climb it, yeah. But which they do have rock climbing there. But
Right. We just read about that because we wanted to make sure we had our facts straight.
yeah.
It's March, end of March right now, and it's closed for a seasonal closing. While the peregrine falcons are breeding, it will reopen to rock climbing around July 15th. So that's good to know if you're into that. It looked like it would be really fun if you're into rock climbing to climb there. Looked amazing.
It's about a 600-foot elevation gain.
Wow.
The top is 848, I think, eight
Yeah.
something, very close to 850, and then you're starting at about 250. So,
Yeah.
it.
The views are amazing.
Oh, right, the views out over the Columbia. Now, I did this a couple of weeks earlier,
Right.
right after a snowstorm. So I was looking out over the river at the snow level on the Oregon side, and it was just beautiful, really stunning.
It was windy when we were there and a little bit on the cold side. I mean, it was a cool breeze. If you're standing in the wind, it was cold.
Right.
But
You're most of the trail up on that southern, southwestern side, I guess. You don't have direct wind, so it's not bad. Once you hit the top, then you get more of the breeze.
Naturally, right?
So, but
The Columbia River Gorge just channels all the wind from all over the world, apparently, and it just shoots right down that gorge. And there's some towns that are, located within the gorge or in that, vicinity that it gets quite windy. We are lucky because we're close, but not so close that we get hammered by the very windy winds in
right.
like our neighboring
Cold winds come down
communities.
the gorge. Yeah.
It's very cold sometimes.
Yeah.
Although we were out hiking yesterday and the wind was balmy.
There's nothing, right?
It
It's
was quite
like we
nice.
were looking out at the Columbia River and it was flat. Like, really nice.
It was warm, so when we got a little gust, it was pleasant.
Right.
There is a requirement for a Discovery Pass if you want to park there. I think you can pay for a day
Yeah,
pass
five
if you
bucks for a day
choose, or you
pass.
can get the Discovery Pass, which is I would recommend because I feel like every park in Washington State requires it practically.
Right.
So if you spend $30, you only have to park six times before it pays for itself. And then also, it's just nice to have it. You don't have to mess around when you get to your location.
Right.
There's bathrooms at the base of
Real
Beacon Rock.
bathrooms.
Oh, with flush toilets. I
Yeah.
didn't use the bathroom, but
Oh, yeah, no,
I
they're
saw it. And then there's adjacent to Beacon Rock where you can hike, there's a state park that has all kinds of facilities, like a dock. It has, you can ride your horse on trails there. There's a bunch of other trails out of there. It has campgrounds and you can fish.
It's also a really good place to get a view of Beacon Rock from the river. You just kind of walk out on the dock and you can really see it. What it is a volcano basalt volcanic plug, how they named it. So it erupted and then cooled, and then over, thousands or millions of years, I don't know if people have heard about the big floods, big ice lake broke, flooded Washington, Oregon, multiple times during the ice ages. So, and then just, I mean, you have a 200-foot wall of water rolling down the Columbia River. It's like it washes a lot of stuff away. So, over, years, the actual volcano got washed away and left a big plug there. That's what
Funny.
Beacon Rock is, yeah.
There's a lot of volcanoes in this area. A lot of the hills, I suspect, that we see regularly are probably were volcanoes
Oh
at one
yeah.
point, and now they're cinder cones or just volcanic plugs, like you
Yeah.
mentioned.
Oh, a lot of the waterfalls you see, you'll see the blocked stones, like volcanic, dried a certain way or cooled, sorry, dried, cooled a certain way to make it look like a column.
Right, they're
So,
very
yeah.
square or rectangle shaped or
Yeah,
something of that
it's like a
nature.
stop sign, and I'm sure there's all kinds of shapes, but so those are
It's
really
really
cool to
neat.
see, yeah.
Yeah, this is a neat area to be in for all kinds of different experiences, hiking.
Yeah.
The other thing that's fun, if you come from Oregon and you're in that area, you can go across the Bridge of the Gods across the Columbia River, which is a super fun bridge. It's high. You can see through the bottom of it if you walk across it, which you're allowed to do, or you can drive across for $3. It's $3 each way, and park your car and take a good look. It's just pretty. It's real. You have to go slow. It's like 15 mile an hour speed limit. It's not a very long bridge, but it's really high.
Yeah, it's got great views down the Columbia River on both sides.
I don't have anything else to add. I'd like to share that hike with one of my grandkids, possibly, but we did see a very young girl. She was maybe 2.5 or 3 years old hiking. She seemed happy enough, but boy, I mean, there's some steep drop-offs. You worry about squirrely kids if they're going to run around. You have to be able to control them pretty well.
Yeah, that would be tough just because, there's railings, but they're not mesh railings. It's just two rails. So,
They're just for a handhold. They're not for protecting your safety necessarily. I mean, I guess they do.
yeah, they do to a point. So, I think they really put together the trail very nicely.
Yeah, because 1915, they did a lot of work out here. It seems like there's a lot of that building that they did to make things accessible for people. It's a little different than they do it now. A lot more just plain old trails where they just dig it out the dirt. But this, they couldn't have done that. They had to carve away some of that to put those
Blasted away
trails
some
on.
of that. So you see the kind of the half tube where the dynamite, they drilled it out, put the dynamite
Oh,
in. Yeah, I
interesting.
saw at least two locations where
I
they used
didn't
dynamite.
see any of that. Wow,
Yeah.
I wasn't really paying attention. I was just watching my feet walk along and looking at the
Well,
views.
you're
Neat.
looking out at the Columbia, and as you get higher and you get to the end of a switchback and you're looking out, it's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
So
So
it's a
pretty.
beautiful hike, and it's short enough, almost anyone could do it. So.
Now, again, we arrived on a weekday and there were people there. We didn't get there particularly early. I think it was 10 o'clock or something in the
Right.
morning. And by the time we were done, we were getting crowds, and I wouldn't want to be on that with a bunch of people, with a bunch of crowds.
Oh, I wouldn't care.
I would, because it's narrow in certain spots.
Yeah.
You have to pass.
Oh.
I don't
No,
care for
it's
that.
not like Eagle Creek.
Oh, okay. I haven't
We were
been
coming
there.
back from that, and that's skinny, and that's a drop off with no railings. So, it's like, and yeah, when we were leaving, we must have walked by 20 groups with dogs, so everyone was
Oh,
out. So
fun.
it was good. Yeah.
Because we just had a little bout of sunshine, springtime
Right.
sunshine
For a
here.
70-degree day. It was the whole week was like 70, so the
So
weekend hit
nice.
and people are like, yeah,
Ah,
springtime.
we're back to
So
55.
right, yeah.
That's okay. Well, I don't think I have anything to add.
No, it was a good hike. I would recommend it.
Oh,
You know, and
yeah.
you could I'd say yeah, go to the boat ramp and hike from there. It adds a little mileage on. Makes it 3 miles. Now, I haven't done that three quarters of a mile hike from the boat ramp up. But
It's probably nice
it's
enough.
right. And there can't be much of an elevation gain.
Yeah, I don't
So
remember that being a particularly difficult hike, even going up Beacon Rock. I mean, it was steep, but it wasn't terribly fatiguing or anything.
no, it was a nice grade the whole way. They did a really nice job on that trail. Yeah, I
Excellent.
would recommend it.
I would recommend and I would go back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fun. All right, thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Al.